I'm talking today about what I consider the crushingly obsessive push to COVID vaccinate every living person on the planet. So we all know, circumstantially at least, that the virus that leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in fall 2019, the initial cases paralleled the Wuhan subway line 2, which passes by the WIV. The virus contains a unique 19-nucleotide genetic sequence that also exists in Moderna patents from 2017, and various other biological and spy intelligence information evidence that overwhelmingly implicates the WIV as the source of the leak. So this virus, the COVID-19 pandemic virus, exists because it was bioengineered. The WIV scientists used Ralph Baric's genetic manipulation techniques, technology, at their insecure BSL-2 lab. So this was reckless work at the WIV that was funded by NIH through the DASHAC EcoHealth Alliance money laundry, as well as by large DOD and USAID grants. Now, this work and the WIV leak was what I consider to be the fruit of our bioweapons industry that has been performing secretive and nefarious biological weapons development for the last 70 years. The recognition of the possible accidental or intentional unleashing of an infectious agent capable of killing large numbers of humanity led to the Bioweapons Treaty of 1975 that President Ford signed. The treaty prohibits the development of offensive bioweapons. However, the one loophole in the treaty is that small quantities of offensive bioweapons are allowed to be developed in order to do research on vaccine countermeasures. Now, this loophole was then exploited by our bioweapons industry for the last 50 years. The bioweapons treaty limited offensive bioweapons to agents that would address vaccine development, so-called dual-use agents or dual-use research. And this was the premise and motivation of the various virology grant applications like DIFFUSE and so on, submitted to DOD and NIH funders. This was the permitted rationale for the development of offensive bioweapons in that it would lead to work on vaccine countermeasures. Now fast forward to 2019. Many billions of dollars spent on the bioweapons industry over the past decades for all of this work on offensive bioweapons. Where are the successful commercial vaccines to show for it? So there's been lots of vaccine research that's been carried out for known harmful organisms, but minimally, if at all, for these gain-of-function bioweapons agents. And for COVID, it took a year of shoddy research to produce and test the first batch of commercial vaccines for SARS-CoV-2. And how is a year delay even remotely acceptable for a military defense against a bioweapon that spreads across populations in weeks? A year to develop a vaccine that for pandemics that occur in waves in weeks. And these vaccines are supposed to be deployed before a pandemic occurs, not in the middle of one. So my hypothesis, what I believe, is that both the virus origin cover-up and the forced vaccination of the entire planet were orchestrated to protect the integrity of the bioweapons industry. Once the general public understood the reckless and cavalier behavior of this industry that had operated under a false and misrepresented pretense of vaccine development that has never been successfully commercially realized, it would then clamor to shut down the industry. And so the suppression of knowledge of the industry's reckless involvement in the Wuhan leak is an obvious cover-up. And we have proof of that cover-up from the FOIA documents involving Fauci, Collins, Jeremy Ferrara, and others. And my conclusion, then, is the reason why the whole population had to be vaccinated is to show that the bioweapons industry supposedly did have a rationale of vaccine development as part of its claimed dual-use research. The vaccines, then, are the evidence that the bioweapons industry was properly justified from the beginning. Without a successful vaccine to show for itself in the time of a pandemic crisis, especially one caused by a leak from a bioweapons industry source itself, it would be clear to everyone that the rationale for the industry's existence was a fraud in the first place. And so the COVID vaccines themselves supplied the defense against the charge that the bioweapons industry was not actually dual use. but offensive only, violating the 1975 treaty. So the vaccines had to be dramatically pushed out to be the universal solution to show that the bioweapons industry was actually working for the public good. And in this context, it did not matter what collateral damage the vaccines caused. All there had to be was the public thinking, public thought of this theater, that the industry had been doing its worst work to produce usable vaccines, not offensive bioweapons.
Well, thank you, Dr. Risch. So the rationale, of course, of the bio industry there is that if others are developing bioweapons, don't we need countermeasures? In order to develop the countermeasures, we need to create a limited quantity of bioweapons. I mean, can you just address that justification?
Well, this goes to my sarcastic comment about disproportionality, that from a military perspective, if one is attacked by a bioweapons agent, then why would one have to respond with a bioweapons agent? One could respond with economic warfare, conventional weapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, if it was that bad, that we have at our disposal a whole range of responses. And to launch an untested bioweapon as a response, where we might not even be able to protect ourselves from blowback from that agent, is insane, that there's no rational reason.
There's a very interesting chart in Robert F. Kennedy's new book, The Wuhan Cover-Up. And you know, we were all, and I've talked about Fauci's emails where he funded Peter Daszak's Eco-Health Alliance to the tune of about $15-16 million. What I did not realize is the Department of Defense funded Eco-Health Alliance to the tune of $42 million, and USAID, which RFK Jr. says is pretty much a CIA cutout, I don't dispute that, funded to the tune of $53.6 million. So it kind of confirms what you're talking about in terms of, you know, what the justification was. One of the countermeasures you didn't mention, but the way we met was in 2020, talking about early treatment. As an epidemiologist, can you talk about that fact? I mean, we relied everything on vaccines for the reasons that you've assumed. But just going along with that was the sabotage of early treatment.
Well, during the time of the suppression of early treatment, hydroxychloroquine and later ivermectin, I thought it was to protect the marketplace for the vaccines, other medications, or the vaccines that would eventually come out. But now, given what I've said, I think the suppression was that if those medications solved the pandemic, then the vaccines wouldn't have been needed, and then the bioweapons treaty would come back in force, and there would be no rationale that the vaccines were the end product of the offensive bioweapons research. So they had to be suppressed for the same reason.
So again, you've come up with an assumption based on the fact that so much has happened hasn't made any sense whatsoever. And I've heard that time and time again from people, you know, fighting in the medical freedom movement. It's just like, this thing, none of this makes sense, so you have to start coming up with different theories.
That is true. I mean, I haven't been inside the room of anywhere where they told me all of this, but there's very little that makes sense. And you have to think, if you were doing this work and you know you're the CIA or you're the WHO or whoever has been pulling the puppet strings, that you're going to look really bad when stuff that you've done that is kind of nefarious but you've gotten away with it suddenly comes into public view, and now the public's saying, yeah, but we weren't supposed to be doing this in the first place, and look at the damage that this has caused because you couldn't contain it. You promised you would contain it at the worst, and you didn't contain it.
And you need to protect your $1 billion worth of grants and funding that you get every year as well. Okay.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Risch.